Good morning, sunshine. Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio's Sunday morning meditation. I don't know where to begin. This is my third attempt at broadcasting today. So hopefully this time will be the charm for us. We've had technical difficulties all morning since 2:30. It's now 4 a.m. and I'm trying again. But with that said, once again, they don't call this Healing Through Hurt for nothing. Again, I'm your host, Maria Wall, and I want to thank each of you for joining me here. And, of course, we usually do our show at 6 a.m. in the morning, but I have another engagement I have to prepare for now with no sleep. So we're doing it a little bit early, and hopefully this time it will work properly. But with that said, we're going to jump right into our show. I hope you enjoyed our intro music. It's from the Wellness for Women CD collection. It's the yoga CD, Music for Your Mind, Body, and Spirit. So I hope you enjoyed that. And of course, with that said, I hope you're all in your favorite spot. You're either lying down right now or you're in your favorite easy chair. We're going to start with some breathing exercises because Lord knows after the night that I've had, I need them too. So let's just take some deep breaths to clear out our lungs and help to get that stress level down. This is our 15 minutes of stress relief and release. So let's get it started. All right, let's inhale. Hold it for a moment. Now exhale. One more time. Eyes closed. Inhale. Now exhale. You should start to feel a little bit of tension leave your body because breathing does wonderful, wonderful things for our internal system. And these 15 minutes can help save a life. It's the small things that we do that have very large and great impacts. So with your eyes closed, let's jump right into our inspirational vitamin for this week. And it's from Ephesians 26 and 27. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. Do not give the devil a foothold. You know, so many of us, we have been carrying around baggage from our past, and it's doing nothing but holding us down. We need to learn how to say bye-bye to the baggage. We need to take it to the permanent check-in and never allow it to check out again. We tend to allow that baggage to sabotage our futures, our destiny, our relationships with family and those that we love and our significant others. We allow that baggage to control every aspect of our lives. We need to learn how to say bye-bye to the baggage. You know, and the more that we hold on to it, that's why the verse, do not give the devil a foothold. because Satan will come in and he will ruin your relationship. You can have the best woman or man for you, and you will turn them away because of the baggage. You would rather lie in bed with baggage than to have someone in your life who enhances you and you them. Your children, baggage from the past can make you do terrible things to your children and other loved ones. So say bye-bye to the baggage. This is just 15 minutes, people. You have 9 minutes and 23 seconds left. Just 9 minutes and 23 seconds. Eyes closed. Keep breathing. And what I want you to do, if you're lying down, sit up for a moment, because we're going to raise our arms above our head, and we're just going to put our heads back and breathe. I want you to open your lungs. I want you to take in that cool, positive air, and then I want you to expel that warm or hot, negative air that is really, really eating away at your very soul. Let it go. And then we're going to get our infamous sledgehammer, and we're going to walk to the mirror that houses the reflections and the hurts from our past. We're going to wield that hammer, and we're going to break that mirror, and we're going to let go of those reflections, because now the mirror is broken, and we can't see them anymore. Those reflections are housed in our baggage. So now the reflections are gone and the baggage is gone. And all we have to do is put one foot in front of the other and walk through that frame that used to house the mirror with all of the negative reflections. We're going to walk through into the unknown, and we're going to walk by faith into our destiny. And just so you know, next week, I will be on the road on my way to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to prepare for my guest appearance on a new talk show entitled Inspiring Lives with Dr. Shelley, airing this fall on WPXI-TV and other media venues, and I will keep you posted on that. But in addition, because I'll be on the road, I will not be hosting our regular Healing Through Hurt talk show that airs on Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And I will not be here for next week's Sunday morning meditation, but I will be back week after next. So I'll see you in 2 weeks for that. And in your prayers as I head on the highways and byways. And before we go, because we only have 6 minutes and 48 seconds left in our show, as always, I pray to you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days, enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow lovely. But most of all, I pray each of you enough strength and courage to be able to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. And Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio and the Sunday Morning Meditation is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is a Maryland-based IRS-recognized 501c3 nonprofit. If you'd like to keep up with us, you can always find us on Facebook at Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation Incorporated. Join us there, like us, and spread the word, because that's where you can see pictures of our events and keep up with what I'm doing and what activities and events the organization has going on as well. And, of course, if you're a member of the Twitter Nation, we're Wall_Foundation there. And if you'd like to send us any inspiration, motivation, maybe even a donation, and by the way, your donation is tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law. You can also write to us at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. And of course, if you prefer email, you can reach us at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. And if you ever need to talk to me or any of the staff, our number is 202-618-2556. And of course, if you'd like to speak to me personally, just mention that in your voicemail, or you can write to me at MariaWall@thewallfoundationinc.org. Bye-bye, baggage. You'd be surprised what you can do when you let go of all of that weight. You can jump, skip, dance, do whatever you want to do and not have stress on your body. Bye-bye, baggage. Keep saying it to yourself. When you get up in the morning, go to the mirror and tell the person you see, "Hello, beautiful me. Hey, I see you're light and free because you have made the choice to say bye-bye to the baggage." We have 3 minutes, 54 seconds left in the show. Let's do some more breathing. Let's close our eyes. If you were sitting up, you can lie back now. Put your feet up if you're in your easy chair. But just sit back. Let it go. Let your arms drop. Just let it go. And if you had a really, really bad week and you feel like you shed some tears, that is okay too. Whether you're a man or a woman, because tears have healing properties. Water has healing properties. Let it go. You feel those warm tears because they're bringing all that negativity out of you and they're allowing them to be washed away. So let it go. Let it all go. You know, no matter how many daggers are thrown at your back and bullets are coming at you, straightforward. How you decide to dodge them is your choice. You can either stand still and allow them to all make contact, or you can choose a plan, the duck and dodge, buck and weave, and keep moving forward. Keep advancing, because eventually your opposition is going to run out of bullets and daggers, or they're going to get tired. Allow any opposition to stop you from moving forward. And the lighter your load, the faster you can move and maneuver. So say bye-bye to the baggage. 2 minutes, 5 seconds left in our show. I'm about to turn it over to our music from the Wellness for Women CD series, the Yoga CD, Music for Your Mind, Body, and Spirit. I want to thank each of you for sharing your time with me when you do not have to. Your support and your words of encouragement are appreciated beyond anything that I could say. So with that said, I'm Maria Wall, your most gracious and humble host. We have a little less than 90 seconds left in our show. I'm going to let the music play. Just lie back, close your eyes, cry, do whatever, but let it all go. Say bye-bye to the baggage. Let it check in, but you leave without checking it out. Have a great week. 60 seconds left. Have a great week, and I pray you enough. Remember, this week's inspiration has been Bye Bye Baggage, and our inspirational vitamin was Ephesians 4:26-27. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. Do not give the devil a foothold. This is Maria Wall, thanking each and every one of you for joining me and praying each of you enough. I'll see you back here in 2 weeks. Until then, be well.